2022 was the year of the tiger, and in a way, the worker. Employees remain in demand in general, and that leverage may help explain the term quiet quitting, more labor strikes and unionizing, more flexibility to work where we want. But will it last? Is it already changing? Let's talk worker trends of 2022 with Callum Borchers, opinion columnist at the Wall Street Journal, WBUR alum. Callum, how are you?
Great to be back, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So let me play you an observation from CBS Business News analyst Jill Schlesinger. She spoke early this year to our program on this idea of worker power.
There is a lag between people leaving, giving notice, and then maybe starting a new job. What we do know is there's a lot of job openings. People are very encouraged about their ability to find new positions, and they're not so shy about giving notice.
So, Callum, in general, do the data kind of bear this out, this idea that people might be still willing to quit for something better?
Broadly, yes. I mean, if you look at the overall labor market trends, you see something like 10 million job openings and only 6 million people unemployed. So that discrepancy persists. In other words, there are more openings than there are people looking for work. And unemployment remains very low, 3.7% in the last jobs report. So by those overall metrics, it's still a really strong labor market for workers. At the same time, we've also seen some very high profile layoffs at big companies, especially in the tech sector. So it kind of depends where you work, Scott. What industry
yeah.
you're in.
Okay. Well, I guess in general, as you say, only go so far. We did learn a new buzzword this last year or two. It seems like we always find new ways to describe old things. Quiet quitting, kind of doing the minimum at your job. Why was that a thing this past year? And is it still a thing?
Well, I think it was kind of a logical progression from the Great Resignation, which, of course, was actual quitting, right? So people actually leaving their jobs, either striking out on their own, trying the freelance life, maybe just finding a better offer. You know, we saw some great wage growth this year in certain sectors. And then sort of the next step, I think, was this quiet quitting phenomenon of workers saying, okay, I'm not actually going to leave my job, but I'm kind of renegotiating what I'm willing to put into the job. No, you cannot have every part of my life. I'm going to do the bare minimum to just get by. And I think that you do see that persisting into 2023 in certain sectors. I mean, I think that a lot of people have tried to reclaim a sense of work-life balance over the last few years, and it's going to be really hard for workers to give that up unless they absolutely have to.
Are there certain sectors in general, Callum, where workers have more leverage than others, more in demand?
You know, I think in the life sciences is a big one. And it's been fascinating, as I've heard, when I check in with biotech CEOs, for example, they tell me that it's still really hard to find qualified talent. They're still really having a hard time, and they still have to play top dollar.
There were some sectors where we saw labor strikes. We saw them at some Starbucks outlets, the publisher HarperCollins, employees at the University of California. Trend? No trend?
Yeah, two trends sort of going in different directions, Scott. You know, if you look at the petitions for union workers this year, the National Labor Relations Board says it was a huge year on that front, something like 50% increase year over year, the biggest gain they'd seen since 2016. So clearly a lot more union activity. But that's coming from a real trough. If you look at the overall labor force, something like 10% of workers are part of labor unions today. And that's about half of what it was 40 years ago in 1983. So we're still at a historic low point, but we are now beginning to see the makings of a rebound. And what's notable about it is it's happening in some sectors where you haven't always seen that in the past. It's not just sort of those classic, you know, blue collar manufacturing type of jobs, as you mentioned. So that's notable as well.
And finally, let me ask you about work from blank, you know, from home, from work, air quotes. Is it clear where our jobs will happen going forward? Is it clear yet?
I think for a lot of workers, it is becoming clear. I think that this was kind of a transition year in a lot of ways, right? You had an acute situation in 2020 and 2021, and really to the beginning of this year as well, where you had a lot of companies that still were making, I think, temporary accommodations for either a hybrid or remote environment. I think largely things are shaking out now. And I think that most workers at this point have a pretty good sense of where their employer comes down on this. And they also have a sense of what they are willing to give.
Yeah. Okay, Callum, crystal ball. Anything trend-wise you expect in 2023, or is there going to be a new slogan 2023?
Well, if it was the Great Resignation in 21 and 22, maybe we'll see something like the Great Resettlement, let's call it, in 2023. I mean, I think that some of the questions that have been up in the air are beginning to settle down, and we're figuring out how much work from home are you going to do? How much hybrid are you going to do? We've seen perhaps some of the wage inflation slowing down a little bit. We may see some of the layoffs continue. Some of those businesses that were really soaring and booming and hiring like crazy during the pandemic that are falling back to earth. I think that maybe it's going to be a year of just catching a breath a little bit, and maybe things returning back to what is actually going to be the new normal.
I'll take settling. Callum Borchers is opinion columnist for The Wall Street Journal, talking about worker trends in the year that was. Callum, great to have you. Happy holidays.
Glad to be with you, Scott. Same to you.